A study in the Archives of Internal Medicine indicates almost a third of returning vets who served in Operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have mental health problems. They range in seriousness from post-traumatic stress disorder to concerns about employment or family relationships. Dean Cron has worked at the Vets Hospital in Madison as a psychiatrist for 15 years. He says soldiers, especially men, may be resistant to seeking help. However, studies indicate the longer one waits, the worse the result.
The faster one gets better, the less damage is done to marriages, children, jobs, education, to all those things.
Cron says soldiers can overcome post-traumatic stress disorder better if they avoid crutches like alcohol or drugs. Information collected from the Veterans Administration showed 13% had PTSD. Those soldiers served between 2001 and 2005. Such a diagnosis was not possible until 1980, when the condition was first described in medical journals. Prior to that, soldiers' mental distress was often described as shell shock in World War I and battle fatigue in World War II. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.